All right, let's get to the highlights of this one. Our wrap-up of the game, and it started with the Wildcats taking the opening kickoff and starting for their own 25. They would go three and out. They have third down and one, and were stopped. And on fourth down, as you heard Coach Braun tell Ted, he regrets not going for it on fourth and one. The Cats punted the ball. It was a 22-yard punt, giving Duke the ball for their first possession at their own 44-yard line. They only had to go 56 yards. They did it in six plays. Big play on third and one near midfield. It was their running back, Waters, with a 7-yard pickup to the Northwestern 40, and Waters would cap the drive. On first and 10, here's the first run. Waters breaking through 15, 10 to the 5, into the end zone for the touchdown. He was hit by Devin Turner inside the 5, but broke that tackle. Takes it 24 yards for the score, and Duke strikes first. It was 7-0, a 56-yard, six-play drive. The Wildcats would pick up one first down in the ensuing drive, but they would punt, and this time the punt traveled only slightly further than the first one, 29 yards. But the Wildcat defense would stop Duke on fourth and one, giving the Cats the ball at their own 43. They had a promising drive going on third and 8. Ben Bryant would connect for 11 yards to Bryce Kurtz. And then on another third and 8, he would be sacked, forcing a punt. Duke pinned back at their own 11 late in the first quarter. On first and 10 from their own 39, though, it would be more on a 15-yard run to the Northwestern 46 than Riley Leonard, a 34-yard completion to his wide receiver Jalen Calhoun to the Northwestern 12-yard line. This was the second play of the second quarter, was a 2-yard touchdown run by Waters to make it 14-0. They would add a field goal to make it 17-0 before the Wildcats put a scoring drive together, and a good one. 8.5 minutes moving from their own 27-yard line. They would cover that 73 yards in 15 plays, the final 14 through the air. There's the snap to Bryant. Bryant floats the right side. Got a man wide open, over the shoulder catch for the touchdown. A.J. Henning all alone right side of the end zone. Ben Bryant to A.J. Henning, 14 yards. And the Wildcats are on the board. It was 17-7 after the kickoff. 34 seconds left. Duke had it on their own 26-yard line. And the Wildcat defense would stand tall. Second down at 10 from midfield here for Duke. Snap to Leonard, back to his own 40. Pressure from the backside. He's hit. Down he goes. Anto Saka with his second sack in two games. The first sack today. And the Wildcats would come up with yet another sack on the very next play to end the first half. And it was 17-7. Duke started the third quarter with a touchdown drive, 80 yards and 9 plays. On third and one, it would be Leonard to Jordan Moore to the Duke 33. Then he hit his tight end, Dal Mullen, for 20 yards into Wildcat territory. And another completion to Moore for 25 yards down to the 3. From there, Leonard called his own number. 25-yard pickup, first and goal, Duke at the Northwestern 3. It'll be Leonard, fakes the give, takes it himself, weaves his way to the end zone, touchdown Duke. Riley Leonard on a 3-yard touchdown run. Leonard with his first touchdown today, his second of the season, 17th rushing touchdown of his Duke career. And it was 24-7, and after the Wildcats took the ensuing kickoff, Porter reeled off a big 25-yard run to get the ball to midfield, but the Cats had to punt it back to the Blue Devils when the drive stalled out. Pinned them back on their own 6. They would go 94 yards in 12 plays. Leonard would score again, this time from 2 yards out, and it was 31-7. That was the score going into the fourth quarter. And on the early part of the fourth quarter, the Wildcats had a fourth down deep in Duke territory, but Bryant's fourth down pass in the end zone intended for Kurtz was incomplete. Duke would punt the ball to the Wildcats, who were pinned back at their own 7-yard line. On fourth down, with just over 9 minutes to go, Bryant was intercepted, giving Duke the ball at the Northwestern 26, and then it would be Peyton Jones scoring from 15 yards out to cash in on that turnover. It was 38-7. The Cats did put one last scoring drive together, though, 71 yards in 13 plays behind backup quarterback Brendan Sullivan. Third down and two, Northwestern at the Duke 10-yard line. Sullivan has it. He'll take off and run, angling right, reaching for the end zone, leaps in for the touchdown. Brendan Sullivan takes it in from 10 yards out. That's his second career rushing touchdown. And the Wildcats get back on the board with a minute 27 to go. 38-14, but that would be the final score.